This is Jordan Seculo in Washington, D.C. New email show that Lois Lerner was in contact with the Department of Justice about prosecuting tax-exempt groups that were already targeted by the IRS.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
There are a lot of legitimate questions that your viewers have about what role she played in the targeting. So she's got a narrow window between now and the time the full House votes to hold her in contempt, which, by the way, is coming if she doesn't come forward and proffer some information to us.
The American taxpayers certainly don't get to plead the fifth and escape all accountability when the IRS audits them. Can't stop
addicted to the shindig. Because I'm asserting my right not to testify, I know that some people will assume that I've done something wrong. I have not. One of the basic functions of the Fifth Amendment is to protect innocent individuals. And that is the protection I'm invoking today. Thank you.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
The Oversight Committee voting to hold Lerner in contempt. Where do you go from here?
Well, we're headed to the floor of the House for the full House to hold her in contempt, but it does provide her a narrow little window if she wants to keep that scarlet C off of her resume. What she needs to do is either acquire competent counsel or tell her current counsel, I'm going to go in under proffer and I'm going to tell the oversight folks what I know of.
You're saying no corruption?
None.
No.
There were some boneheaded decisions.
Boneheaded decisions.
Out of a
but
local
no
office.
Mass corruption.
Not even mass corruption. Not even a smidgen of corruption.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Taking your phone calls today if you want to talk to us on the air. Let me go through this for you, the new emails that show Lois Lerner. Contact the Department of Justice about prosecuting tax-exempt groups that a U.S. senator, a Democrat from Rhode Island, Sheldon Whitehouse, said lied. Now, I don't know how he would have known that, but said that they lied on their applications for 501c4 status, and now they should be criminally prosecuted for their lies on their applications. And so she emails to her assistant that she got a call from the head of the Elections Crime Branch at Department of Justice. Think that they're a fair operator here when they're supposed to be conducting the investigation? Think there may be a conflict of interest there? When they contacted Lois Lerner, the Department of Justice contacted her and then wanted to know if folks at the IRS could help them, the Department of Justice, answer whether they could piece together false statement cases about applicants who lied on their 1024s, their applications for tax-exempt status. And then, again, she was told that DOJ was looking for their help. So if you're Lois Lerner and the Department of Justice calling you and they're saying, so remember, folks, people said Department of Justice is not involved or her holder doesn't go above the IRS. Here we have the Department of Justice looking to prosecute. And then she writes to the IRS commissioner at the time, chief of staff, saying, I think we should do it. We should also include the criminal investigation division of the IRS. And we need to reach out to the FEC. She loved getting together more government agencies. That's where she formerly was. Does it make sense to consider including them in this or keep it separate? And so then she holds it off. Then she, then the apology comes. This was all right before Lois Lerner went public with the targeting of conservatives. So as she was preparing to make the statement that the IRS was inappropriately targeting conservatives and Tea Party groups, she was also trying to work on prosecuting some of these groups. And she was working on it with the Department of Justice and trying to get the FEC involved. No wonder this woman took the fifth. But the question is this, folks. How many more document dumps before the Department of Justice or the Obama administration does the right thing? This is why you need a special counsel. And if folks, we got a lot to do on our case. We are asking you for your support this week. If you can make a financial donation to the American Center for Law and Justice online at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. For our legal fund, legal defense fund. Also, folks, you can make that donation by calling right now. It's a toll-free number. It doesn't cost you a thing. We need your support to work on all these cases. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
For millions of Americans, the focus this week is on filing your tax return with the IRS. It's the first tax day since the IRS targeting scandal was revealed 11 months ago. The scheme unlawfully and unconstitutionally targeted conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ is on the front lines, challenging the IRS in federal court. The truth is, the federal government, the Obama administration, has unlimited financial resources to fight our lawsuit. That's why it's so important for you to stand with the ACLJ this week. We're building a litigation fund to defeat the IRS in court. Any gift this week will be matched. $25 becomes $50. $100 turns into $200. Send a message to the IRS. We will raise the funds needed to defeat the IRS. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can make a contribution online at aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. What do you think about the new revelation that Lois Lerner was contacted by the Department of Justice and then trying to set up prosecutions, criminal prosecutions, of groups? Now, this is in May of last year, when she was about to announce a few days later that those groups were inappropriately targeted and apologize for the IRS. If you have a comment on it, this is new information I just received today. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And listen, when you get these documents, it takes a lot of work to put this all together, which is why the IRS makes it so difficult to get the documents and why the government and the Obama administration has really, again, it's been an obstruction of the investigation, because it wasn't Congress who got this information. It was actually another group who had filed a Freedom of Information Act request and finally gotten a response from the IRS. They got it in their Freedom of Information Act request. And we're talking about, folks, this was probably buried in the middle of thousands of pages of documents, hoping that you don't piece together, hoping that you don't notice it, or that it's taken long enough that the issue is not as important. Well, is this important to you? Yesterday was tax day. Not a real pleasant time for most people when they're dealing with the IRS. And a kind of a reminder of how much we pay so that people like Lois Lerner have jobs. Remember that. That's part of where your tax money's going to, is people like that who were then sitting there behind the scenes saying, how can we prosecute groups that we're about to apologize for targeting? Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. Let me go right to the phone, because I think this is a good question. I've actually gotten this at a couple of events, and I've got Than Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs, and David French, a senior counsel with the ACLJ, joining me today. Tim in Tennessee on line one. Tim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yeah, my question was, what about the statute of limitations? Because nothing's going to happen right now until after the midterm, and maybe not even until we get a Republican president. So what do you say as far as the crimes that she's, you know, given out people's tax information, and plus all this targeting? Is there limitations?
Yeah, Tim, let me go to David French, because, you know, first, David, what I think of is the Department of Justice closing the criminal investigation. That hasn't been done yet. But if they close an investigation, is there a way for a next president or the next attorney general even to reopen? At what point is it kind of the double jeopardy claim of the person's been through this investigation and that's now mooted?
Well, double jeopardy is only going to apply if they're acquitted of a charge. They can't be brought up on the same charge after being acquitted of a crime in an actual jury trial or actual court proceeding. So there wouldn't be a double jeopardy issue if the Department of Justice, being run by with an investigation run by a big time Obama donor, had just closed the investigation. So it's a really good question, and the statute of limitations, there wouldn't be an issue if the investigation was still going on, you know, even in 2017. But the further we are from the actual facts here, the less likely it is to in the real world to have a prosecution.
I think that's the response right there. So we don't, you know, waiting and saying that nothing will get done here until the next administration will make it very difficult for the next administration if they want to move forward. To do that. And so I think that's people are starting to wonder that. I know we get close to election season. There's a midterm elections coming up. Listen, the U.S. Senate could open up new investigations here. And then they have not really done conclusive investigations. They began when everyone was expressing outrage, but that's quickly been kind of mooted down because of the Democrats' control.
Yeah, and a lot of the reason for that is because the Senate is run by people like Sheldon Whitehouse, who, you know, their guilt by association is made clear in these new emails that came out. I actually think a delay could work against Lois Lerner in this case, Jordan. I mean, the more information like this comes out, the less likely the House is going to be to give her an immunity deal. I mean, you heard Trey Gowdy talk about this in the open of the broadcast, and the House is going to consider that contempt citation resolution in a couple of weeks. I've got to tell you, if more emails like these come out, which, by the way, that's why the IRS has dragged their feet on releasing them, I think the less likely the House is going to be to give her immunity. She certainly does not deserve it, but this is raising the threshold for them on what they're going to require from her to actually give her that immunity. So I think she would best serve herself by actually pushing now for a deal instead of waiting as this continues to come out.
Folks, we want to keep taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air today, 1-800-684-3110. Let me encourage folks out there. We are in the midst of a fundraising campaign. We don't do it often on the broadcast. You know, if you're a regular listener, this is pretty rare. But this week, to really replenish the funds in our legal fund. So all of the legal work we do across the country and across the world, you know, we don't charge clients. So with these 41 groups that were targeted by the IRS, they can come to the ACLJ, get great legal representation. It doesn't cost them. And listen, you think about the amount of lawsuits and legal challenges that wouldn't be brought without groups like us. But we do that because of your generous support. And so if you're able to make a financial donation to the American Center for Law and Justice, by calling our toll-free number now or going online, it is so important to the work that we do. You can go to aclj.org, that's aclj.org, and make a donation online or call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Right now, we have a matching challenge online at aclj.org. Anything you donate will be doubled for the American Center for Law and Justice. So this is a time to really make an impact with your donations, and you can do that again by going to aclj.org or calling our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. Whatever way you're more comfortable with making that donation, if you can do it, that's great. And I do want to tell everybody out there, if you're not in that situation, not able to make that donation, we continue, you know, to those petitions, which we've got always online going, and we've got work in Washington. Your prayers are all important. And of course, we want you to keep listening to the broadcast as well. But so that we can do all of the work that we do here in the United States and around the world on such a wide variety of issues. Things like, again, this IRS situation, to freedom of speech on campuses, as David French has been handling for us. And I'm going to have him talk about more of that as well, the professors who have gotten these unbelievable free speech victories in just the last couple of weeks, to the work we do overseas with people like Pastor Saeed Abedini, the persecuted church in our offices in places like Pakistan, we don't talk about a lot, or Russia, or Kenya, or Zimbabwe. In Europe, where we have a big presence. We've got a team over there right now at the European Union and the Council of Europe and, of course, the United Nations. We are doing work around the world, the ACLJ Jerusalem. This does not get done without your generous support. If you can call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Back to the phones we go. Fred in Tennessee on line 2. Fred, Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
First, let me preface my remarks by saying I think our country has slumped to an all-time low where we, the American people, are allowing our government to lie from the top down. And these, I think, are two perfect examples, the Benghazi incident and this IRS incident, where our government has lied to us. And the bad thing is we know that they're lies, but we don't do anything about it. We need to stand up and have maybe a 10 million person march on the White House and demand that they stop these lies and cover-ups. And the IRS incident, I don't understand why we don't abolish the IRS.
Well, this is why, Fred. It's not that there's not support. There is. But, all of these elections have consequences. You know, we preach that here on Jay Sekulow Live and at the American Center for Law and Justice. And we don't tell you how to vote or who to vote for, but we do tell you about the outcome. What does it mean? And the outcome is it has a huge effect on everything. It has an effect on, can you really discuss reform of taxes, like even abolishing the IRS and going to a more simplified system, since we've got technology and the IRS is still operating kind of 1970s style with their technology that they use, and the amount of data, the amount of pages used. We don't like, I thought, printer pages anymore, you know, and yet the IRS, you know, it's thousands of pages of documents people are submitting all the time. Why are we not streamlining these systems to make it better? It is a gigantic bureaucracy. And if you don't go that way, well, then still, why are we not making it better? Why is it getting worse? And the truth is, it's a stonewalled situation in Washington between two points of view. Fred, one is your point of view. Get rid of it. The other point of view is keep giving it more money. Make it bigger. Make it stronger. And Than, this is coming from people like Chuck Schumer, people like Sheldon Whitehouse, who want an empowered IRS, who don't think it's doing enough.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, some of these senators, Jordan, they have to be very worried about what else is going to come out. And I would just say it is largely on the left, but there's also a D.C. problem here where the IRS and the IRS code is actually their greatest tool for acquiring power unto themselves. So if you favor an abolishment of the IRS or a simplification of the tax code, in many cases, Jordan, that's going to have to come from new candidates sent to Washington, D.C.
Folks, we need your support. We're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3030. If you want to talk to us on the broadcast. A unique week here, a fundraising week on radio. And again, we're not bombarding you with it on the show, but we do ask for your financial support this week. A lot of legal work going on. That's specifically what we're fundraising for this week, is so many of the cases we've got going on so that we can be prepared and are prepared for whatever happens. Call now to make your donation, 877-989-2255, or donate online at aclj.org. Your gift will be doubled.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. For millions of Americans, the focus this week is on filing your tax return with the IRS. It's the first tax day since the IRS targeting scandal was revealed 11 months ago. The scheme unlawfully and unconstitutionally targeted conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ is on the front lines, challenging the IRS in federal court. The truth is, the federal government, the Obama administration, has unlimited financial resources to fight our lawsuit. That's why it's so important for you to stand with the ACLJ this week. We're building a litigation fund to defeat the IRS in court. Any gift this week will be matched. $25 becomes $50. $100 turns into $200. Send a message to the IRS. We will raise the funds needed to defeat the IRS. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can make a contribution online at aclj.org.
Sekiel Live. This is Jordan Sekiel. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Now, this is a unique situation here. We're talking about, of course, the IRS, the idea that Lois Lerner, if you're just joining us, there's new emails that link her, that she was being contacted by the Department of Justice to try to prosecute tax-exempt groups, the same groups that just a few days later, this was in May of last year, just a few days later, she's trying to coordinate the prosecution. That's criminal prosecution. Of groups who applied for C4 status, that she was also preparing to apologize for improperly targeting those groups. Those emails are available now. I tweeted them out so you can read it. It's at townhall.com. And it just, again, breaks it down for you. More to the Lois Lerner saga. I think it is something, again, that just shows how bad things were going. And in light of that, you know, we've got, I was just in Ohio a couple of nights ago at Liberty Township, and I was speaking with one of our group, a Tea Party there, one of our clients. And people came outside Cincinnati with great questions. Of course, they've been living this. They applied in 2009 for status and are still waiting. And folks, you know, this is an example, the work we do, you know, these are real clients, real people who have decided to fight on these issues. And I told them, and just like I tell any of you, we can have as many lawyers as we want, but you got to have clients to go to court. And these are the folks who are willing to fight the IRS. Now, today you may say, well, I'm willing to fight the IRS too. But remember, about a year ago, and they were actually getting involved in this a couple of years ago, people are a lot more nervous about standing up to the IRS. Now, I'd say there's a change. They were, in a way, I mean, they took bold stands. And again, we're finding out what we only could speculate on before, that now we are getting the real info on, and also seeing how much the government is trying to protect the IRS, which is supposed to be a non-political body. So if people, you know, accuse them of wrongdoing, they should be opening up the door and say, listen, this is what we did. This is the good, the bad. Here you go. But instead, it looks like we're playing Capitol Hill politics with a bureaucracy, basically, that's supposed to be the least partisan of all. No partisanship whatsoever. We're going to get to your phone calls in a second, but I did say I'd go to David Fritch as well, because we're raising funds right now for our legal fund. This is directly for the cases we've got going on around the country. And we say it often, we can't go into every single case we're doing. Sometimes we get it online, sometimes we mention it on the broadcast. But just to pivot for a moment, I mean, David, we've had some big victories for freedom of speech in just the past couple of weeks.
Oh, absolutely. We had a huge case on behalf of a professor, jury trial followed by a court awarding a professor who was a conservative Christian discriminated against because of his speech, awarding him a promotion, back pay after he was denied a promotion because of his Christian speech. We had a Christian organization where a federal court in Michigan held that it could use its religious faith when hiring and firing decisions. We had a big win in the Second Circuit in pro-life cases on behalf of crisis pregnancy centers. I mean, the list goes on. It's really been a remarkable 3 to 4 weeks in federal court. But you know what? All of those cases are hard fought. All of those cases involve the other side throwing resources against religious liberty and against life. And we've had to, the amount of work, Jordan, we've had to pour into those cases, I think people would be shocked.
Yeah, I do. I do. I think, you know, sometimes folks, you hear about us talking about it on radio and you hear the quick pivots to issues. And we're able to do that on the broadcast because we've got teams of lawyers around the country and around the world working on these issues constantly, so that we're able to pivot on radio, so that we can grab the information we need to get you informed. But remember, those cases aren't done. For instance, the IRS case, we just got to the judge. I mean, the briefing is just finished. That's briefing. So imagine the writing, the work behind that. Jury trials, David was talking about. And then going back, because the judge awards the damages after the fact. This is why we are spending this the next few days raising kind of funds to refill our legal fund that makes sure our lawyers can continue to do all of this work around the country and around the world on a moment's notice, not always because they're in the profile, not always because it's in the spotlight on television or even on the radio broadcast, but because the right thing to do, and it's the important thing to do, and so that we can keep doing these fights and folks keep fighting in court, not backing down whatsoever. And we do that because of your support, your generous support to the American Center for Law and Justice. If you want to make a donation, this is a great time. We've got a matching challenge going. That means your donations will be doubled to the American Center for Law and Justice. So donating $10 becomes $20 and up from there, you know. And so everything is important. All of the work that we do, all the staff that we have that you may not know their names, they may not be on this broadcast, but are so critical to these efforts and the cases, the high-profile ones that are on television, the ones that you don't see as much, you may read about on ACLJ.org. It's all because of you. If you can support us, it's a great time to do it. You can make the donation online at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or by calling our toll-free number, if you're more comfortable that way, still can be part of the matching challenge, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. We've got an opposing call coming in. Dave in Florida on line three. Dave, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Yeah. The last caller said something about the lies of Benghazi and this tax deal. Why should they all be exempt? I mean, the people that make that kind of money should be taxed. I mean, he's saying lies. What about the vote?
Wait, what do you mean make that kind of money? What do you mean make that kind of money? Because, see, tax-exempt organizations, by nature, they don't really make money. They take in money to spend it on their taxes and purposes. So, I mean, we're talking for the Tea Party, for instance, we're talking about renting out a room to have a speaker at and maybe providing some food there, or renting some vans to go down for an event. I mean, we're talking about they have to use the funds. And remember, Mike, they are voluntarily submitting to this government oversight. They applied to an IRS that they fund through their individual taxes, all of its fund, for oversight. That means the IRS can come in at any moment after they grant you that status, and you can be in real trouble if you are violating the law. So I don't know why they're in my mind, they're not asking to be treated differently. They're just applying for what's available. And these tax statuses are available. If you don't like them, the IRS could change them. Congressionally, they can be changed. The IRS tried to propose that. They've pulled back on that. But you can't open the door and then say, but not for you conservatives or not for you Tea Party. And that is the problem, Mike. Or Dave, sorry.
Brainwashed, so it's just a joke. You know, the far left, the far right's killing the whole Republican Party.
But what does that have to do with that? That's not the IRS's job. The IRS's job is not to determine, you know, how your politics will affect things. It's just whether or not you meet the standards. The left has all these groups, Dave. I mean, you know, if you don't like the idea of this in general, that's one thing. I would respect your opinion much more. But if you think it's fine for liberals and not okay for conservatives, which is where I think you were going right there and why I cut you off, it's why you're not going to be talking anymore on the broadcast today, because that is not American. We can defend everyone's rights or say that none of us have that right. That's about it. That's where the line gets drawn. It's not okay for some and not okay for others. Folks, we'll continue to take your phone calls the next half hour of the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110. We need your support. As you can tell, there's a lot of misinformed people out there as well. We want to be able to continue to do this legal work. That's where we're focused the fundraising right now. It's very rare for us to do it on the broadcast. If you can make a donation online at aclj.org, your donation will be doubled. And if you're more comfortable making it by phone, you can absolutely do that by calling our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or make that donation now at aclj.org.
Stand with the ACLJ this week. We're building a litigation fund to defeat the IRS in court. Any gift this week will be matched. $25 becomes $50. $100 turns into $200. Send a message to the IRS. We will raise the funds needed to defeat the IRS. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can make a contribution online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. I want to get right to those. Mike in Ohio, on line four. Mike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Jordan. Jay Sekulow Live is my favorite program.
That's great to hear. Thanks, Mike.
Yep. This month, I got another biannual payment done, and it was doubled up for me. And I would think that Lois Lerner gets to use her First and Fifth Amendments combined, and didn't waive her Fifth Amendment. That's my humble opinion, but she does need to do the right thing. I might need the same privileges combined, and I will try to do the right thing too.
Well, I think, listen, Mike, here's the situation. Lois Lerner has the right to assert the Fifth. It's the way she asserted the Fifth. Because if you were in court, Mike, and you said that I'm not guilty, I didn't break any rules, I didn't tell you anything wrong, I haven't been misleading, now I'm asserting my Fifth, you'd be in serious trouble. It'd be over for you. You now have to testify. So your lawyer would have given you bad advice, and that's why she was held in contempt. Not because it's illegal or somehow gets you held in contempt if you assert your Fifth Amendment right. That's not true. And it's been a little complicated, Mike, and I'm glad you actually brought that up, because people think, oh, this kind of – what if I need the Fifth one day and I feel like I'm being wrongfully targeted? Don't make a speech before about how you're innocent. Don't make a speech about how you didn't do anything wrong. Part of it is just being silent. The right to remain silent is pretty clear. It's not the right to, again, make speeches about your guilt or innocence and then take the Fifth. Listen, there are ways to do it specifically. There are ways that you can do it broadly. She tried to do it the broad way of complete silence. I'm not answering anything, but only after she made statements. And on top of it, to make matters worse, she herself is an attorney being advised by a high-profile Washington attorney. So that's there, Mike, and I do thank you. I'm glad you're listening to the broadcast. I hope it's continuing. You know, all these aspects of it are important as you're talking to your friends and family so that people aren't confused. Let me go back to the phones. AJ in Colorado, line 5. AJ, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, thanks, AJ. Thanks for calling.
You got a great program. You know, it's like if there's 60 people in a room and there's a pink elephant, but nobody's saying nothing about it. You know, it's just one thing after another with this administration. You know, they're cutting our military. They're trying to hide their whatever agenda they have with the taxes. And it's just like they have carte blanche on the American public that we can spend your money any way we want and we can do anything we want. You know, like President Obama said, I'll do what I can with my pen and a phone.
Let me go to David. David, I did have someone. It was interesting this week when I was in Ohio, and they said this has got to been in a way good for the ACLJ because there's so much, so many issues, so much work to do. But I kind of said what we've said on this broadcast, which is to make it clear to everybody, we'll fight all those battles. But the end of the day is, it's getting to a point, the Obama strategy to dump it all on you, to make it as difficult as possible, to keep defending, to keep people educated because there's so many issues going on at the same time. It becomes tough. I mean, it becomes taxing on organizations like ours trying to do the right thing, trying to fight every battle we can.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can't remember a time when we've been busier. Between the IRS case, which is the biggest litigation in the ACLJ in ACLJ history, the biggest legal team we've ever deployed, going against big-time Washington law firms hired with taxpayer dollars plus the Department of Justice, and all the other fronts we've been fighting, this has been, I can't remember a busier time.
Yeah, folks, we need your support. This is a time when we are asking for your support, and we're doing so directly on the broadcast. We don't usually do that, but I thought this was important today. We need to replenish those legal funds. If you can make a donation, it will be doubled right now. You can do it online at acLJ.org. That's an easy way to do it. And if you're more comfortable by doing it by phone, you can call right now, 877-989-2255. And still, even today on this broadcast, we barely touched on all of the issues, not even close to all, but just a good chunk of all of the issues that we're working on at ACLJ. Go to acLJ.org or call to make that donation.
For millions of Americans, the focus this week is on filing your tax return with the IRS. It's the first tax day since the IRS targeting scandal was revealed 11 months ago. The scheme unlawfully and unconstitutionally targeted conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ is on the front lines, challenging the IRS in federal court. The truth is, the federal government, the Obama administration, has unlimited financial resources to fight our lawsuit. That's why it's so important for you to stand with the ACLJ this week. We're building a litigation fund to defeat the IRS in court. Any gift this week will be matched. $25 becomes $50. $100 turns into $200. Send a message to the IRS. We will raise the funds needed to defeat the IRS. Call 1-877-989-2255 or you can make a contribution online at aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are going to be taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We're also going to kind of give you, as I was mentioning that going into the break, so many issues, both the legal side, the government affairs side, cases won, victories had. That if you go to aclj.org, you can literally keep scrolling on the docket blog, on the homepage, and you're going to see victory after victory, legal battle after legal battle. It has been a busy time at the American Center for Law and Justice, and we're able to stay busy and engage in all these issues because of you, because of your support, whether it's your prayers, which are so important, signing the petitions, and of course, as everyone knows, if you're able to make those financial contributions, that is how we are able to continue to do the work that we do. If you are interested now in making a financial contribution or making another contribution to the ACLJ, you can do so by calling our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or by making the donation online at aclj.org. And your donation right now will be doubled for us. So it will be double the amount that you pay, that you donate. That will actually be doubled for us at the American Center for Law and Justice. So a great time to make a donation either online or by phone. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to John in Texas online too. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, thank you very much for taking my call.
Thanks, John.
I've just had a problem with this. They keep pulling stuff and keep pulling stuff, and they're just going to keep pulling stuff. And our system just seems to get further and further polluted. I don't think all the IRS is bad individuals. There's some good people, and they're just trying to do their job.
Sure. That's probably actually a decent chunk. It's the people that are in the influential positions that have worked their way through the bureaucracy, who went to law school, took all that cost, and have literally been in the government their entire career, who have made it to the positions where they get to boss those people around.
Personally, I think it's past negotiating and doing legal, normal stuff. I really believe there's enough wealthy, good individuals in our country that could just get some contract guys and clean our system. I think it's past time to do that.
Well, listen, I mean, there are a lot of talks about how we could reform this in easy ways. And, John, on our side of the aisle, the more conservative side of the aisle, there's pretty much agreement that we could be abolishing the IRS, making this much more effective for the taxpayer, much easier for all of us and for businesses, and also easier for the government to get the revenue in, because it would save the government money. They'd still be getting a lot of revenue and actually be more effective way, so we wouldn't learn about how they've lost billions of dollars in revenue they didn't collect, and the idea that they can't even get the amounts they're supposed to be receiving. So, John, there's support there, what you're saying. The frustration is real, but there's got to be political change. You know, I think that's one thing that you were missing in your statement, and I think you may have already been thinking about that, but there's got to be political change, or else, whether it's private individuals, wealthy individuals who want to help, they're not able to go there without the right political change. And the truth is, we're all paying into this system. We all should have a voice, and we do through our elected officials, but right now, the other side is drowning out most of that voice when it comes to getting policies made or reforms done. What we've actually seen in Washington now, John, is a very aggressive administration, but a very weak Congress, in the sense that the president's not getting a lot of legislation on his desk, and don't expect him to get much legislation on his desk for the rest of his term, regardless of the Senate, because, you know, no expected the House is really going to flip. So, again, it's been a tough battle. It's not real pleasant to be in Congress. You're fighting back most of the time. We'll talk about those issues now. Let me go to David French, because, David, I did want to go on this part of the broadcast to talk about some of the legal issues, because we're raising funds for that now. Just victories in the past couple of weeks. I know you mentioned a couple of them, but just to explain to people, I mean, it goes from freedom of speech to the protection of life.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. On the life side, we had a tremendous win in the Second Circuit, where not only have we succeeded in blocking most of New York City's regulations, where they were what they were trying to do was to take crisis pregnancy centers that do literally life-saving work in American cities to talk to women who are considering abortion and ask them, and persuade them to choose life. That what they're doing is they're imposing on those pregnancy centers a requirement that they say certain things about themselves that were literally designed to prevent people from coming in the door. I mean, this is really amazing that the New York City was trying to force these pregnancy centers to put out public statements that would prevent people from coming inside. And not only have we struck most of those down, but we've gotten a stay in the Second Circuit against enforcement of all of them while the case is being appealed. And that was a really big win for life, literally for the life-saving work that these centers do. And that's been a hard-fought case, Jordan. Enormous amount of legal resources thrown at that case.
Folks, again, just one example. Another example of the work we're doing. It's all at ACLJ.org. We do a great job of keeping you updated on those victories. But again, it just shows the scope, the amount of work that we're doing legally just here in the United States. And that takes teams of lawyers. You're battling cities. You're battling major law firms in some cases, like the IRS situation. Again, universities that are funded by the government. I mean, they have huge resources at their disposal. If you can donate to the American Center for Law and Justice today, either online or by phone, both ways, your gift will be doubled. We have a matching challenge, it's called, and you can make the donation online at aclj.org or by calling now, 877-989-2255. And we are raising funds specifically for the legal efforts. That is where we need to make sure that our lawyers, our team of attorneys have the funds they need to do their jobs around the world, and specifically here with so many of the cases going on in the United States. Lois calling in from Oregon on line 3. Lois, welcome to JSecio Live.
Yes, good morning, Jordan. Thank you for taking my call. I was a couple days ago, Fox broke the news that Elijah Cummings was running his own investigation of True the Vote and maybe some of the others.
Yep.
I just wondered if that comes out that it's true, can ISA ask him to step down as a ranking member or even take him right off the people that, you know, that committee that's investigating? And have you heard any more on that?
I mean, you could not like it. So his constituents could say, you know, this is not wrong. This is wrong. We don't like this kind of behavior. But it's not risen to the kind of conduct that would necessarily be illegal in like that kind of instance where the Congress would get involved in an inquiry into whether or not it was appropriate. There were some ethics complaints filed. I think that has to come more from True the Vote. But basically, Than, what he was doing was playing both sides of this, especially early on in the scandal. Now it's not surprising to me because he's turned. But early on, if we would have known a year ago that he was also the one sending letters to the IRS to Lois Lerner to get them to go after these groups who were applying for status, it would have been someone you would have predicted and known was going to turn at some point against what the investigations that were going on.
Yeah, absolutely. First, just trying to get people up to speed on what he did. He was asking for information from True the Vote, and it was virtually identical to what the IRS was asking of True the Vote. So it certainly looks like there was some collaboration there. You can read the emails. They're out there. They're released. And I have to tell you, he was much better behaved at the last hearing, and I think it's because he was a little worried himself. And Jordan, I think he's probably in the same group as Sheldon Whitehouse and all these others, that they may have been the ones initiating this from the political side of things, and it just shows the grand scope of the targeting. It really extended beyond the IRS. Just to specifically answer the question, if there was a call from his constituents or the Congress to actually have him removed from his post, that would need to come from the leader of the Democratic caucus in the House, Nancy Pelosi. So if you want to hold someone responsible for his post on the committee, look at Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
My guess is she's not going to pull him off.
Folks, I mean, this is just kind of just underscores again the reality of the battles in Washington. Bad actors doesn't always mean, you know, this is why we have to always effectively use our energy and what we can accomplish, where we can push, and don't want to get focused on things. It's not bad to know about. It's not, obviously, this is important to know. And it plays into the narrative, even in our legal case, that the IRS officials were working with members of Congress, Democrats, liberals, let's be clear about that, who are pushing them to do this. So it's important. But then getting caught up in the next step of let's remove them from office, that's not going to get us to where we need to go. They're not the most empowered people. If they use their power in a way that's questionable, let's take that. Let's use it in court. Let's get the answers and the truth. Ultimately, I don't think it's Elijah Cummings that has the answers. He may have been pushing for something that was really inappropriate, how it was handled. But I also don't want to have the IRS blaming him and saying it's all his fault, because he's not. He's a congressman writing letters. He can't make them do something that's obviously violates the law or violates IRS rules. If they're trying to go that way, I think we're also getting off track with this investigation. Folks, we continue to need your support at the American Center for Law and Justice. We very rarely do this on the air, this donation push. If you can make a donation either by calling our toll-free number now, it's 877-989-2255, or going online, ACLJ.org. Your donation, either way, will be doubled right now for the American Center for Law and Justice. It's a matching challenge. Make that donation online, ACLJ.org, or call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
For millions of Americans, the focus this week is on filing your tax return with the IRS. It's the first tax day since the IRS targeting scandal was revealed 11 months ago. The scheme unlawfully and unconstitutionally targeted conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ is on the front lines, challenging the IRS in federal court. The truth is, the federal government, the Obama administration, has unlimited financial resources to fight our lawsuit. That's why it's so important for you to stand with the ACLJ this week. We're building a litigation fund to defeat the IRS in court. Any gift this week will be matched. $25 becomes $50. $100 turns into $200. Send a message to the IRS. We will raise the funds needed to defeat the IRS. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can make a contribution online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast. Stan Bennett in Washington, D.C. Listen, for just a moment here, I want to go back to the issue that we've been covering over this last several weeks of the Obama administration and specifically the Department of Commerce planning to transition control of the core of the internet to a foreign entity. Now, we got good news this week where they actually floated the idea of extending the contract that they have with ICANN for another 4 years, out to 2019. So I think we are on the verge of a good victory in that issue, folks. But obviously, until we see them put pen to paper and sign that contract extension, we are not going to rest. We are going to continue to push for that. Obviously, it's very clear that the internet has been so successful because it has been largely free of government intervention, and it doesn't take a genius to know that if that control gets transferred to the likes of Russia or China or Iran, the freedom of the internet is going to go the wrong way. So, folks, for now, any control that does exist needs to remain within the United States. And, of course, even if it is within the United States, we would encourage light regulation as has occurred. But certainly we should not be shipping it overseas. And hopefully we will have a full and complete victory on that very shortly when the Department of Congress does indeed extend that contract with ICANN for another 4 years. Jordan actually had the opportunity to go on CBN, give all of CBN's viewers an update on this issue, and I wanted to play for that for you quickly now. Let's go ahead and roll it. This is Jordan on CBN.
Republicans in Congress are pushing the Obama administration to slow down its plan for the internet. The White House is moving to give up the administration's control of the World Wide Web.
Critics say that could be bad for free speech and even business around the world. Jennifer Wishon has the story from Washington.
America has always been the main player in managing the World Wide Web. Even conservatives who typically want to limit the role of government say it's an example of Washington doing something well.
It's very relaxed control, which is why I think we've seen the internet grow to be an incredible voice of freedom, not just in the United States, but around the world.
In the late 90s, the Commerce Department formed a nonprofit agency called the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, or ICANN, which governs the system that assigns website addresses and directs internet traffic.
We're talking about every email, every time that you search something on Google. I mean, we're talking about every transaction.
Sure, every transaction.
But following Edward Snowden's revelations about America's spying activities, the Obama administration is feeling international pressure to give away the authority to direct web traffic. Even the head of ICANN says everyone with an interest in the internet deserves a voice in the management of it as equal partners. But the big question is, if the internet isn't in U.S. hands, whose hands do we trust? China and Russia are waiting in the wings to fill the vacuum if the U.S. cedes control, and there's a great fear that the internet will eventually wind up under the control of a U.N. organization called the International Telecommunications Union.
It's controlled by bad actors. In fact, they've now passed already a resolution through that will allow governments to shut off websites, and that won't be a violation of human rights.
Indeed, many critics worry if another country or countries take over managing the web, it could lead to the suppression of free speech and political dissent, possibly even hurting international business over the web. Congress is considering two actions. One delays the transfer of control. Another requires congressional approval before the Obama administration can act. And there's bipartisan concern. Even former President Bill Clinton thinks the administration's plans are a bad idea.
A lot of people who've been trying to take this authority away from the United States wanted to do it for the sole purpose of cracking down on internet freedom and limiting it and having governments protect their backsides instead of empower their people.
Many Americans are also concerned. Nearly 120,000 people have signed this petition to keep the control of the internet in the land of the free. Jennifer Wishon, CBN News, Washington.
The issue here is, do you want the U.S. Constitution backstopping your rights of free speech on the internet, or do you want to allow some international consortium created by Russia, China, the United States, the U.N., having that backstop? And under the U.N. Charter, there's no Bill of Rights and there's no guarantee of free speech. So if you want to get involved in this, go to ACLJ.org and you can sign that petition.
Folks, again, that was Jordan on CBN. We will keep you posted on the issue of internet freedom. And folks, I want to quickly transition into another issue. Jay was on Fox News a couple of days ago with Shannon Breen talking about the issue of voter ID and the struggle over what rights states and the federal government have to require voter ID. That's obviously an issue that's causing a lot of controversy in Washington, D.C. and across the nation. Wanted you to have a chance to hear Jay's interview with Shannon Breen. Let's go ahead and roll it now.
Voter ID laws are shaping up to be a campaign issue in this year's midterms. President Obama was hammering the issue hard last week. Tonight, some Democrats are buying in to a new approach, while others are not. Correspondent Shannon Bream takes a look.
The right to vote is threatened today in a way that it has not been since the Voting Rights Act became law nearly five decades ago.
Yet it doesn't appear President Obama's on board with one proposal being floated by the left to streamline the voting process, adding photos to Social Security cards. Former ambassador, Democratic congressman, and civil rights activist Andrew Young has been promoting the idea, which has support from former presidents Jimmy Carter and now Bill Clinton.
I agree, by the way, with Andy Young's suggestion. It'd be a good thing. Let's just put them on everybody's Social Security card and give somebody something else to argue about.
Though it has prominent supporters, critics say there are just too many potential risks. GOP Senator Rand Paul has publicly expressed worry it would lead to a national ID card, which he's deemed a threat to freedom. Many on the left are pushing back as well, expressing concerns about privacy and identity theft, and noting that lawmakers were not convinced by similar proposals in the past.
In many states, the voter rolls are public. They can be accessed by anyone. Congress said, you know what, there's too big a risk with the full Social Security number.
Even those who do support the concept admit they don't think it'll get very far.
I think it could pass the House and probably pass the Senate. The problem's going to be when it gets to the White House. I think it's going to go the fate of anything that shows identification verification, and that is this White House seems to object to it.
White House Press Secretary Jay Carney says the president has not taken a position on this idea, but as a general principle, quote, the president is interested in making it easier for eligible citizens to vote, not harder. Brett?
Shannon, thank you.
Folks, again, that was Jay on Fox News with Shannon Bream. We will keep you posted on that issue. But folks, on the issue of our litigation against the IRS, of course, we continue to press Congress to get to the bottom of this as well. These 2 weeks are very critical as Congress weighs whether or not to negotiate with Lois Lerner and her attorney, whether or not to consider the idea of extending immunity to her, something that she clearly does not deserve, folks. But in order to get to the bottom line truth, it may be something that is worth considering. That is occurring during these 2 weeks, but we, of course, continue to push forward on our civil litigation on behalf of our 41 clients. We are asking today that you stand with us and consider a gift to the ACLJ, which will be doubled. So your $50 gift becomes $100 and so on. If you could consider such a gift, you can make it online at 877-989-2255 or at ACLJ.org, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Stand with the ACLJ this week. We're building a litigation fund to defeat the IRS in court. Any gift this week will be matched. $25 becomes $50. $100 turns into $200. Send a message to the IRS. We will raise the funds needed to defeat the IRS. Call 1-877-989-2255 or you can make a contribution online at aclj.org.